Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The importance of having a strong education in science, technology, engineering, and math, known collectively as STEM, is universally accepted these days, and as a result has made its way into a position of prominence in the curriculum of many of our state's high schools. More than 30 years ago, though, our state recognized that need and created a school just to meet it. Dr. Hector Flores is president of the South Carolina Governor School for Science and Mathematics, based in Hartsville. Today, he's in our studio. Dr. Flores, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of the school, and congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you. The school was created by the legislature of the state of South Carolina. The students live on campus for their junior and senior years. And one of the discussions we have going out right now is whether we should start admitting at 10th grade.
And how does the school receive its funding? You said it was created by the legislature. Is it funded totally by the state government?
It's about 96-97% of the budget for the school comes from the state. We also have a foundation, which has been in existence for almost as long as the school has. They provide supplementary funding to some of the experiences that the students have, especially summer camps, scholarships for those who cannot afford the meal plan. As a public school, the entire education that we provide for juniors and seniors in residential is free.
What are your challenges at the school?
The major challenges is to continue to serve the population of the state well and the most gifted and talented and motivated students. And we have to adapt and understand what their modes of learning and the kind of teaching that we need to do to help them.
And how do you find your students?
We advertise and we market heavily every single year, but we now have a strong base that is, to a large extent, self-selected of students who have the desire to engage in a STEM career. We are evolving into rubrics-based selection process that includes both the cognitives and the non-cognitives, so an integration and understanding of their academic talents and potential, and also the stage of their emotional development as young adults. And we try to incorporate that into a process that makes sense and gives us the best possible chance of supporting them during their residence at the Governor School.
Well, share with us some statistics for your students after graduation. Where do they go college-wise, industry-wise?
About 65-70% of our graduates from the residential go to in-state institutions. The remaining go almost anywhere, including the very high-end places, the Ivy Leagues, and the highly selective institutions.
Do you still keep in touch with them when they are out in the business world?
We do. In fact, this alumni reunion that we had just 2 weeks ago had a very representative, I believe, diversity of graduates working in STEM-related industries, manufacturing industries in the state. About 45% of the graduates from the Governor's School either remain in the state or come back to the state to work. But we have pretty significant alumni bases in cities like LA, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and the Midwest.
And do you work throughout the year with the business community? Are they talking to you before your students even go to college?
We do. In fact, the largest part of the support that we get from private donors is from corporate donors, including industries that are based in South Carolina or do business, like international companies like Boeing that do business in South Carolina.
And most high schools these days are offering virtual courses as well. Does the Governor's School do the same?
Yes, about 6-7 years ago, actually through a pilot that was initiated by the GSSM Foundation, we started a program called Accelerate Engineering, which delivers a 3-year curriculum to the students where they are. So they graduate with the Accelerate certificate from the Governor's School, but they graduate from their high school with their high school diploma. And we are now in the 4th iteration of that virtual program, and it keeps growing. Our goal is to, within 3 to 5 years, have a population of Accelerate virtual engineering students that is as large as a population of residential students.
Well, Hector, once again, congratulations on 30 years. Thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Hector Flores is president of the South Carolina Governor's School for Science and Mathematics in Hartsville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.